on 7HOFM in the front row with Beau. Thanks to Valhalla. It's Valhalla for me every time.
Spider-Man, No Way Home. After Peter Parker's identity is revealed, he seeks help from Doctor Strange to change this knowledge and accidentally opens a portal to the multiverse, and villains from previous outings begin appearing. Then Peter attempts to make things right before the universe tears apart.
You're not Peter Parker.
I am so confused right now.
That spell that you botched started pulling in visitors from every universe.
The multiverse is real?
They all die fighting Spider-Man.
There has to be another way!
There isn't. They're a danger to our universe.
This is all my fault. I can't save everyone.
Was that a dinosaur?
This film is a big ask. It has a huge cast of big names, and there's plenty to squeeze into the action. But unlike the Eternals, this one actually succeeds. The action is big screen worthy from start to finish. The story's very entertaining, and if you like Spider-Man and the Marvel Universe, then this delivers in spades. Where there have been mixed reviews in the past from some previous Spider-Man movies, this brings back the best of them, and multiple villains and cameos start to appear from characters that you may know and even love to bits.
What was your name again?
Dr. Otto Octavius.
Wait, no, seriously, what's your actual name?
Chock full of cameos, this is a fanboy's wildest dream come to life. Visually, it's on point, and the soundtrack is great too. In fact, the sheer magnitude of this would have an even bigger wow factor if there weren't so many big budget comic book flicks about. But if you like Spider-Man, you are bound to love this. And for me, it has been the most enjoyable Marvel movie in a decent while by a long shot.
You gotta take this away from me.
I'm giving it 8 Jaffers out of 10. Switch off, action-packed fun, and it lives up to the hype.
What are those guys, huh? What are the guys made of mud? What's going on? Call me back.
Spider-Man. No Way Home.